Blog Talk Radio.
Help to Yahweh, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. They speak vanity, every one with his neighbor, with flattering lips, and with a double heart do they speak. Yahweh shall cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaketh proud things, who have said, with our tongue will we prevail. Our lips are our own. Who is Lord or master over us? For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now will I arise, saith Yahweh. I will set him in safety from him that puffed at him. The words of Yahweh are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Yahweh. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. From the words of Yahweh to the chief musician upon Shemit, a psalm of David. And reading from the word of the Most High Yah, that's Psalms 12. Shalom, 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 shalom. All praise, all honor, all glory be unto the Most High Yah forever and forever and ever to the Most High Yahweh. Henceforth, forever and forever and ever. Shalom, shalom, shalom. I am Yeremiyahu ben Yisrael, and you are in the Knowledge Suite. We come your way every M day, every W day on Blog Talk Radio. We're grateful and we want to give all the praise, honor, and glory unto the Most High Yahweh for blessing me, this servant of his and the others whom he has chosen, oh hallelujah, to be at his service in this dispensation of time and bringing forth truth to our people, which is Yah's people. Hallelujah. We are Yah's creation. We are the chosen people of the Most High Yah for bringing truth, bringing light, for bringing what? Peace and the good tidings of the good news unto the children of Israel, because I'm telling you. Hallelujah. Like that old song used to go that our ancestors wrote, I'm so glad trouble don't last always. No, it doesn't. And that's what I come by tonight to tell you and to share with you in the word of Yah. You know, we can listen to all the bad things, the do's, the don'ts, the what we did, what we didn't do. Of course, all that's important too. But see, we don't talk enough about the good things that's coming. To who? To the children of Israel. And that's what we're going to do tonight, my beloved brothers and sisters. I'm here to be an inspiration as well as a what? An informant, hallelujah, to you. Yes, to inform you of these things going on around you, to inform you that what? Don't worry. Good things are written into our future. Hallelujah. The faithful, the what? The Elohim-fearing Hebrews don't have anything to worry about. You will be greatly blessed of Yah because the blessings are just lined up. Oh, yes. And many of them, you can't even imagine what it's going to be like when Yah does what he does. Yes, my beloved brothers and sisters, we're going to get into it too. Oh, yes, we're going to share some of these good things. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 65, starting in verse 17. Hallelujah. Hear the words of Yah, O my people, and to the people of the nations. Hallelujah. But right now, again, it's a mishpaha thing. We're not excluding you. Yeah, rejoice and be glad with us. Because only those that rejoice, rejoice over Yerushalayim. Hallelujah. Those are going to be the nations that are what? That will be at rest and be peaceful, hallelujah, and will flourish forever, as you know, also. But the ones who strive against us and who have striven against us, you can forget it, because the Most High Yah is going to bring some sure enough serious thing down on you and on your head, yes. Oh, yes, there are going to be many nations that's not going to make it. Some of them are going to be totally wiped out. Some of them are going to be totally vanquished. But there will be a preservation of some nations. And those nations will still have to do what? Come up to Yerushalayim. Hallelujah. Every year. to the Feast of Tabernacles. Hallelujah, to worship before the King, the great King, the mighty King, the only one King, the Most High Yahweh himself. Hallelujah. And if you don't come there, hallelujah, he will not send you rain. That means starvation. You will die. You will perish. So you've got to do what Yah has required. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 65, verse 17. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come into mind. Look at that now. Yah is going to create what? New heavens. Notice, heaven is plural. Mm-hmm. See? Heaven has stages. Heaven has what? Heaven has dimensions. Yes, it has layers. See, it always mentions what? Heavens and earth. There are heavens beyond this heaven that we can see. Beyond it now. There are heavens beyond this heaven. And the Most High Yah. And the what? The Malachim travel throughout all of them. There are even other planets, my beloved brothers and sisters, that we don't know anything about. There are other civilizations out there. But you've got to understand the Most High Yah created them all, but dealing with just this dimension right now, okay? For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come into mind. None of these things that we're going through and experiencing now won't even be remembered. When what? When Yah creates the new heavens and a new earth. But be glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. Look at that. But be glad and rejoice now forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Yerushalayim, a rejoicing, and her people a joy. Look at this. Now, Yerushalayim still applies to us. That's our city. That's Yah's what? City of peace. Yerushalayim, Yah's city of peace that he made for us to dwell in, his people, his children, the children of Israel. A rejoicing and her people of joy. Her people of joy. Look at this. Yah is going to bring joy to these people who have been downtrodden, mistreated. Hallelujah. Been called some of everything, been treated some of every kind of way. Yes, the Most High Yah is going to turn this around. Look at this. Verse 19, and I will rejoice in Yerushalayim and joy in my people. Look at this. The very one that we've disappointed, whose heart we've broken. Now look at what's going to happen when Yah redoes this thing, when he make it all things new, new heavens, new earth. Make Yerushalayim, look at this, make it a whip. He create Yerushalayim a rejoicing and our people a joy. And I will rejoice in Yerushalayim and joy in my people, and the voice of weeping shall be no more heard in her, nor the voice of crying. Look at that. What are we doing now? We weeping and crying. Oh, they shot Johnny down. Oh, found my son lynching in the park. Weeping. Oh, I can't find a job. Oh, I just barely have nothing. Oh, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to make it. I got all these children. Man, they are. Look at that. All of that is going to be gone. No more weeping. No more crying. Nothing but joy, 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 joy down in our heart forever and ever and ever. How long? As Queen Naya so often asks us, how long is forever? No one is able to answer that question but the mighty Yah, who knows what forever is, because he says, behold, I lift my hands to heaven and I declare, I say, I live forever. Hallelujah, my beloved brothers and sisters. Those of us who will be privileged to live in this what world to come that the Most High Yah shall establish will live forever. Forever. See, you don't know what forever feels like until you're in forever. Right now, we're not in forever. Why? Man born of a woman is of a few days, and days shall be filled with trouble. But one of these days, hallelujah, we will inherit eternal life. and will forever joy in Yah, doing his what? Obeying his voice, doing everything he requires of us to do. He will actually rejoice over us instead of, you know, talking about us like he's done in these scriptures, how that backsliding Israel and been called, he even calls us sottish, drunk children, but not drunken with wine. That's what a sot is. That's what this word is referring to. You know, sottish means sot. A sot is an old English word for a drunkard. Oh, yes. Sottish children. Children that are drunk but not with wine. You act like drunk people. Haven't drunk anything. Haven't drank anything, but you act drunk. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Hallelujah. Verse 20. There shall be no more thence an infant of days. Look at that. That means that the sisters will not have spontaneous abortions. Look at that. You're not going to expel your child before it's time. The child is, you're going to give birth. It's going to be full birth. Healthy children, blessed children, who will forever be serving Yah. Nor an old man that hath not filled his days. Look at that. An old man that has not filled his days, his appointed time, his lifespan that Yah has given for him to live. For the child shall die 100 years old. Hallelujah. But the sinner, being 100 years old, shall be accursed. Hallelujah. And look at this. And they shall build houses, shall build houses. Yah ain't said nothing about no mansion coming down from no sky. See, that's that peaceful family stuff. That's that new stuff. We got to get away from that. Oh, yeah, that's going to be gone anyway. All of this new mess that we've been introduced to and taught incorrectly and wrongfully will be gone by then, because what? Righteousness and truth shall fill the earth in the days to come. And what? And the whole earth shall be what? Full of the knowledge of Yahweh. Hallelujah, brothers and sisters, what a time. What a time, hallelujah. And they shall build houses and inhabit them. And they shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. Now notice that what was the curse was up on us now. We were going to build houses, but what? But the enemy or the strangers were going to live in them. See, Yah's going to reverse all of this. Yeah. And then what do? We planted the gardens, which are the vineyards, okay? Planted the gardens, planted the trees, the crops, and who ate up all the stuff? And who's still eating it up? The wicked, the evil ones. But don't worry about them, because they will soon be gone, because Yah is surely going to deal with them and remove them from off of this planet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They shall not build, verse 22, and another what? Inhabit. They shall not plant, and another eat. For as the days of a tree are the days of my people, a tree stays around and around me. It takes a tree a long time to finally what? Rot and deteriorate and to come up out of the ground. And you know, a lot of the trees are diseased, the reason why a lot of them die. But the trees that are not diseased, they're there, man. There are some trees that are still standing here in the United States of America on these grounds that our native brother planted, that are still here, that were planted, what, hundreds, thousands of years ago. Still here, still flourishing, undiseased. For they shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree are the days of my people, and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. Who is Yah's elect? See, over there in the new book, they'll have you to believe that the elect are Christians and a mixture of some of everything and everybody, but that's not so according to the word of Yah. Let's go over and get this. Let's settle this right now. Let's do this from the word of Yah. Who's Yah's elect? Isaiah, Yeshayahu, who chapter 45. Who's Yah's elect? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 45. Let's go to verse 4. For Yaakov, my servant's sake, and Yisrael, mine elect, I have even called thee by thy name. I have surnamed thee, though thou hast not known me. Now, here's the elect. You know, you hear these Christians, except the time be cut short on the peace of the book. the very elect won't be saved. But y'all didn't say that. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. His elect is going to be saved. Because his elect is coming from what? From the children of Israel. Y'all's elect. Israel had his own mouth. So you have a dispute or a question about something, do as the scriptures say. Open the book of Yah and read. None of these shall fail. None shall want his mate. Hallelujah. Look at this. Seek out of the book of Yah and read. What are Yah books? So-called Genesis to Malachi, Bereshit to Malachiah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, my beloved brothers and sisters and people of the nations, those righteous nations, nations that want to be righteous and do and obey what the Most High Yah says. Oh, man, the best, that's the name of the night's program, the best is yet to come. Yes, Israel, don't worry. Don't worry. We're getting there. We're in the day and time now that we're going to see all these things turned around right before your eyes. Your captivity, our captivity is going to be turned around right before our very eyes. And what, we will no longer be a prey unto the heathen who have preyed upon us since day one. Hallelujah. Have not let up. But the words of the Most High Yah, pure words, and how long does Yahweh word endure? For the words of Yahweh endure for how long? Forever. They stand for how long? Forever. How long? Tell them, Queen Naya, how long is forever? How long is forever? Back over to Isaiah chapter 65 and verse 23. They shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth trouble, for they are what? They are the seed of the blessed of Yahweh, and their offspring with them, even the children that we bear, shall be what? All righteous. They shall be righteous, and it shall come to pass that before they call, look at this now, this is very important, this is heavy, and it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, before you even call him and call upon him and pray to him, he's going to answer you before you even get a word out your mouth. Before you even get the thought in your head, it's going to be answered. Hallelujah. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. Why are you speaking? He's listening to you. He's all ears. He hears you. He's Yahweh Shema. Yahweh who hears. Yahweh Shema. Yah who hears. Hallelujah. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together, and the lion shall eat straw like the bullock, and the dust shall be the serpent's meat. They shall not hurt nor destroy, and all my holy mountain, my Kodesh mountain, saith Yahweh. Hallelujah, the best is yet to come. But do you know that even in the best, hallelujah, check this out. Look at this now. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 64, starting at verse 4. For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard. Listen to this very carefully now, because the new book has a twist in it. And I'm going to go there. I'm going to go there and show you how this was said over here and what's said in the Peace Old Book is not the same. They tricked you. I'm going to show you where the trick is. Hallelujah. Make you think that this means one and the same, but I'm going to show you where the tricks are. But let's look at the word of Yah first. I always put Yah first, what he says. Isaiah chapter 64, verse 4. For since the beginning of the world now, men have not heard nor perceived by the ear, neither has seen, neither hath the eye seen, O Yahweh, beside thee, what he hath prepared for them that waiteth for him. Now notice, read these words. Come now, what I want you to do now, I want you to compare these two, and let me show you how the pieces mix up and twist things. It's not even plagiarizing, it's just twisting. Hallelujah. And they are lying, because if you're going to quote what a prophet says, it has to be just like this. If you're going to bring it over to the new book and try to say this is valid, it has to be just like we just read. Now watch this trick. Okay, over in 1 Corinthians, over in the Peace Old Book, let me show you how this is all twisted up and it does not mean the same. Okay, now watch this now. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. Watch this now. And notice what it starts off by saying in verse 9. But as it is written, as it is written. Now, if you're going to say as it is written, then speak it and write it as it has, as it is written. That's what they're not doing. Watch this now. Now, it starts off a lie. Starts off the wrong way. But as it is written, I have not seen. That's not how Yeshayahu said it. He said, for since the beginning of the world, men have not heard. He started with the hearing. Now, you all may say, well, it don't make no difference in the order, but wait. Hold on. Watch this. I have not seen nor ear heard, okay? For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard nor perceived by the ear. Perceived by the ear now. Hallelujah. Neither have entered into the heart of man, okay? Neither have the eye seen, O Yahweh, beside thee, what he has prepared for him that waited for him. Now, they added something different to him, okay? I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man. Now, y'all didn't say that. He didn't say that. The things which, quote, unquote, G-O-D, are talking about a different God over here now. Talking about a God. Yah is not a God. Okay? Has prepared for them that love him. It didn't say that over here. It says in our book what Yeshayahu said, what he has prepared for him that waiteth for him. Notice it. Waiteth for him. You got to wait. Sure, we are to love him, but look at this. You got to learn and you got to know of him to even love him. Because why? Because you'll be loving something that's not real, like we've fallen in love with. Yes, we know. We wrote a song, oh, I love J-S-U-S because he loved me first and all that peaceful mess. But notice, I'm showing you how they twist it. You would think that this means the same thing. No, it doesn't. If you're going to say as it is written, notice, this is not how it is written. This is a trick. This does not mean the same thing. It says for they who waited for him, not for they who loved him. But notice how they even twisted the whole thing around. This does not mean the same thing, brother and sister. Go back and look at this again and match it up word for word. If you're going to say as it is written, it's not written like this. It's written like this, Isaiah chapter 64, verse 4. For since the beginning of the world, hallelujah, hallelujah. This excludes that. It don't even tell you what it is. It doesn't say since the beginning of the earth. It don't say nothing. It just go into it. Look at this. You cannot capitalize or break down the word of Yah or add to or diminish it in any way, fashion, shape, or form, because Yah says that his words has to be what? They have to be told accurately. Every prophet he ever sent, he told him to do what? Don't diminish. Hallelujah, and don't add to it. Tell them exactly what I said. So then, if this was delivered by the mouth of a prophet, that prophet would be dead. Because why? Because he has altered the word of Yah. This is not what he told the prophet. He surely didn't tell Yeshayahu this over here at 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. But hallelujah. But he does tell Yeshayahu, okay? For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen. Oh, Yah, they even exclude this over here. Beside thee, what he hath prepared for him that waiteth for him. Thou meetest him that rejoiceth and worketh righteousness. Those that what? Those that remember thee in thy ways, behold, thou art wroth, for we have sinned in those is continuous, and we shall be saved. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Most High Yah for bringing out this truth and revealing to us what his words say. The best is yet to come. Oh, it gets better and better and better. Every round goes higher and higher in how good it gets. Because written into our future, my beloved brothers and my beloved sisters, are good things. Yes, Yah maketh what? The crooked way straight. And one of the things, one of the crooked ways is this new book, the so-called New Testament, written by the Peace Hope Family, a book of lies. You cannot subscribe to any of this stuff. And I told, like I've told you in other lessons, in other programs, they make it sound good. 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show you not self-approved. You study the days come till the cows come home, and you still won't be approved. It doesn't say that. Tells us of what? Over the 15th chapter of Proverbs, that what? The heart of the righteous studieth to what? To answer. Not studieth to show himself approved unto a small case G-O-D, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You can't rightly divide the word of truth because it's not divided. It's line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little, and that is not division. No, it isn't. You may think it's division. It has to be lined up correctly. And only Yah, only Yah, only Yah can give you that skill. You can fool yourself if you want to. You think you can get this from the son of a man if you want to. You'll be all messed up. Why? Because you can deliver the book, the sealed book unto the one who's learning. He's going to tell you, I can't do anything with this. Hallelujah. I can't even go in this book and start to tell you. Then you can deliver into the one who's unlearned. So look at that. The learned and the unlearned cannot even go into the book and tell you. Look at that. Into the sealed book and tell you and break down any of these things that expound upon the truth in that sealed book. The only someone who can do that is Yah, who has to do what? Remove the scales from off your eyes and open your eyes and open your heart up to the truth to receive his words, his words, his words, not the words of someone else. And try to tell me that Yah don't communicate in this day and time. When did he ever stop communicating with his creation? When did he ever stop revealing things in dreams and visions? My beloved brothers and sisters, listen to the voice of Yah. Listen to it. Hallelujah. The best is yet to come. Look at this now, my beloved brothers, my beloved sisters, and people of the nations. Jeremiah chapter 30. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Starting at verse 8 for the conservation of time. We only have roughly about 2 or 3 more minutes left. For it shall come to pass. For future now. For it shall come to pass. Well, let's start at verse 7. Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. Verse 8, for it shall come to pass in that day. Now, in that day, in what? In Jacob's trouble. Yes, some trouble getting ready to hit the scene, my blood brothers. So there's going to be some awesome days that we're going to have to face. But look at what's happening. But he's already declared, don't even worry. You shall be saved out of it. For it shall come to pass in that day, saith Yahweh Sebaoth of hosts, that means of armies. The Hebrew word there, Sebaoth. Okay? That I will break his yoke from off thy neck, and will burst thy bonds, and strangers shall no more serve themselves of him. Of him who? Of Israel. But they shall serve Yahweh their Elohim, and Dawid their king, whom I will raise up unto them. Do you know a lot of brothers and sisters still don't know this? They still don't know this, still don't realize this. They're still trying to come up with some Messiah, okay, that they got from the new book for the most part. And some of them assume in their own heart that Dawid, the physical man himself in the flesh, the real king of Israel, is not going to be raised. Is that too hard for y'all to do? When he's already foretold that many that sleep in the dust shall arise. I've heard some brothers twist that all kind of way. And that don't mean, dust don't really mean dust as in dirt as the ground. Man, please, get out of here, okay? Get out of here. It takes the spirit of Yah to tell you when this word is literal, when it is allegorical, when it is metaphorical. Yes, my brother, it is broken down this way in English literature, in English literature, okay? Not in the Hebrew scriptures because they are exact. But there are riddles that are put forth in this word, too, and it makes it clear, especially the book of Jeremiah. Ezekiel will show you some of these things. We got a lot to talk about in future lessons, yes, in future programs. Hallelujah. But look at that. Whom I will raise up unto them, but they shall serve Yahweh the Elohim and Dawid the king, whom I will raise up unto them. Yes, the best is yet to come. yet to come, because Yah is going to raise us up. Read this whole chapter. Read the entire chapter of Jeremiah chapter 30, because, man, you're talking about the best is yet to come. In fact, go and study intensely the books of all the prophets. In fact, go and study intensely our books from called in your English Bible, Genesis to Malachi. That's where the word of Yah is found. That's where he speaks. Yes, the best is yet to come. Stay prayerful, stay hopeful. Praise Yah. We'll see you again in another sweet shalom, shalom, shalom.